This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this week, 25 members of the Bentonville Chamber Choir came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to perform selections from this year's Madrigal event. In a moment, we'll talk to three members of the choir and the director of choirs at Bentonville High School, Terry Hicks, about this year's performances, the last Madrigal concerts the Bentonville Chamber Choir will produce. But first, one of the songs the students sang for us inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Are crowing, though there is no dawning light, for the stars are brightly glowing in the Holy Land tonight. Oh, walk with me.
Not I, not I.
Oh, walk with me.
Not I, not I.
Oh, come now, oh, come now. Should I ne'er return again, sing the seven psalms in remembrance. Alack-a-day.
Alack-a-day.
Like a lonely wayward child, alone I go.
Alone I go. For you.
I must find rest.
No rest for you.
Oh, come now, good farmer, let me in for just one night. In the barn I would be sleeping. And if you don't, where can I go? If you're a kind, no rest, I'll find no rest, I'll find no rest, I'll find.
Be strong and glad.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Mary.
All the world will praise thy name, for to us is born a Savior. Saint Joseph, too, blessings on you. Let us unite in singing now to one we love, to one we love.
The 19th annual and final Bentonville High School Chamber Choir's Madrigal Dinner will be hosted by First Christian Church in Bentonville December 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. The evening includes music and food, and there is a Saturday matinee on December 7th that's a dessert-only menu. In a few minutes, we'll hear more music from the Chamber Choir. But first, the choir's director, Terry Hicks, and three of the students in the Chamber Choir, Kayla Eldridge, Ashlyn Deaton, and Tony Dutton, sat down to talk to me about their preparation for the dinner. Terry Hicks says the traditions of the Madrigal Dinner are centuries old.
Basically, it's from the 15th century, and presentations of Madrigal feasts nowadays basically are dinner theaters that typically have an eclectic amount of music from over the years, but the costuming and the typical menu is pulled from the 15th century.
The music that we'll be hearing from the Bentonville Choir from the 15th century?
You'll be hearing a few titles from the 15th century, but everything all the way up to some pretty contemporary things.
What is it about? You guys were so, you sounded so good in here. What is it about the blending of 25 voices that attracted you?
Just singing together, it's become very intimate. So the voices beside you, you just get to know. And
yeah, going along with the family element, that's why I joined Chamber, is because I heard from everyone that was in it before me that, you know, you gain a family at Bentonville High School. In such a large school, you have that intimacy. So like she was saying, you just blend with everyone. You appreciate everyone's different tones and vocal qualities and talents, and you get to blend them all together in this amazing ensemble.
I guess pretty much the same thing as them. It's a great family. It's a lot of really nice people singing together, and sounds great, and you have great moments.
If you take a song, say it's something from a few hundred years ago that probably you've never heard before, that no one in the room, except maybe you, Terry, have heard performed, how long does it take to get that to where you want it to be presented to the public? Can you do it in an afternoon?
No way.
Okay.
It takes... Trying to get the choir to conceptualize the overall sound is, for me, one of the first pieces that has to be put in place. And we'll begin the Madrigal Feast music in August, but we focus on a few select pieces that I try to get them to really navigate their ears toward a certain sound and a certain blend and balance. And after we have that in place, then when we begin a piece, it really probably, if we were to just work on one piece, it would probably take us about 2 weeks, really, after we have that sound in place, that initial core sound. But this choir is learning 22 pieces for the Madrigal Feast. So we have a lot of pieces in this jigsaw puzzle to put together.
So if you have 22, August to December, that's about 4 months. Do you get settled with a couple, then try to put a couple more? Or are you, you know, from day one looking at all 22 and...
Very insightful. really, you know, again, as soon as I can get, you know, we begin work on all the pieces pretty much at the same time. We do a retreat. We do an evening, the first weekend of school. And we run through everything as much as possible, and we just, you know, note shed here and there and try to get everything learned as quickly as possible just to familiarize the pieces that they have before them. Then we focus on a couple, and then it's a matter of kind of evaluating as we go. I listen to a piece and I'll think to myself, okay, I need to put that one on the back burner for a little while we solidify some more things that are needed to put that one where it needs to be, and move another piece up that's a quicker learn. So it's always a little juggling and kind of moving things around to coordinate that we come to this culminating event just in time.
Are you all on the same page? Do you know if something is working or not? Can you tell from when you practice that, okay, that song's coming along? Or is Terry sort of your guide for that?
He's definitely our guide, but usually we can definitely tell when we're at our best and when we're not, if we're really clicking as a group in that moment to get a song done or if it's taking longer than it should. And if so, then we usually break off into sectionals during seminar and usually spend a lot of our own personal time learning the pieces.
It's pretty amazing to watch these kids and you know, students that are that attuned to what we're trying to make as our final product. Come to me after rehearsal or before rehearsal or even during rehearsal and say, you know, and voice concerns about pieces. It's really amazing to hear the students come forward with that. And like Kayla said, for the students to pull in their own sectional, the responsibility of these students is just, I'm very proud of it.
I have an idea. I can't sing. I'm not musical at all, so I might be wrong. But I have an idea of what would be the most difficult thing. But I'm going to see if I'm right or I'm wrong. I would think timing, because there are certain pieces where you've all got to be there at the same time and you've all got to be done at the same time. Is timing one of the hardest things?
I wouldn't say timing per se. Rhythm is very important, and learning the notes is as well. But those kind of come with time, whereas I think the most difficult is to truly bring depth to a piece and really perform it musically, whether to crescendo together as a group or to whether we all are connected in tune with what the piece truly is about. I think that's the hardest thing, because you can so easily get a choir to sing rhythms or pitch to a song, but truly bringing out the depth and having it mean something to each other in the choir and also impact an audience, I would say, is the most difficult.
I'm going to guess that it's even more difficult when you have 24 others that are with you. It's one thing
certainly.
For a solo or a four-piece, a quartet, or a quintet. But if you've got 25 and you've got to all work together to find that depth, that would seem to raise the level of difficulty.
Right. We have to really collaborate a lot on the emotional pull we want to get from the audience, and all work together on what we need to be thinking of when we're performing the piece together as a group. And that takes a lot of time. Usually, you know, our first rehearsals on a song are not going to be there, but over time when we really connect with a song, that tends to grow.
This is a wonderful tradition at Bentonville High, but in 2014 it won't be happening?
This is correct.
This is it?
This is it.
Any particular reason?
The Madrigal Feast, I began the Madrigal Feast to recruit students and to encourage students to join the chamber choir and to aspire to be in the chamber choir. When I first got to the high school, there were roughly 80 students in the choir program total. And it worked like a charm. I mean, the kids worked like crazy. They got really excited about it. The other kids caught the bug. They told their friends about it. And the number of students involved just exploded. We were at 300 before I knew it in the choir program. And this fall, we have over 640 kids It's a lot. We have over 640 kids in the choir program at Bentonville High School, and so now the problem that I've run into, starting about 8 or so years ago, is I have students that are graduating that are now disassociated from chamber choir far enough that they don't even know what Madrigal Feast is, and they even go to Bentonville High School. Mm-hmm. So the design of doing the Madrigal Feast, we went past its purpose. And so starting about 3 or so years ago, I started brainstorming about what would be replacing it and how can I replace it and should I replace it. And obviously, I decided that it needed to be replaced with something that is going to be more inclusive. I'm looking at beginning something next fall or next Christmas time with something that's going to include roughly about half of our students in the choir program. And that way, nearly a majority of the students in choir at Bentonville High School will feel like they all are part of something that is incredibly special. So as we change direction, that's my biggest concern, is making sure that our quality stays what it has been and that the program continues to thrive on our programs.
You're being somewhat secretive here. Is that on purpose?
A little.
Okay, that's fine. But you're going to do this last one at Price. You've got alums, people who have sung in the past coming back?
That is going to be, for me personally, that is going to be one of the most incredibly special nights, because I have, from the very first Madrigal, 1994, I have the first queen, Stephanie Katush, is going to come and join us. It's to see the students from that year, and there's multiple, not just Stephanie, but a number of the students from that first year, and then to see kids get on Facebook and messaging and getting incredibly excited. I've got one student flying in from Hawaii, another one flying in from New York, and another flying in from California to be there to support the last Madrigal.
Tickets still available?
Tickets are still available.
If people do want tickets?
They go to www.bentonvillechoirs.com, and there's a link right there on that page.
Terry Hicks is the director of choirs at Bentonville High School, and Kayla Eldridge, Ashley Deaton, and Tony Dutton are members of the Bentonville Chamber Choir and will be singing at the 19th and final Bentonville High School Madrigal Feast. Here are all 25 members of the Chamber Choir participating in the Madrigal Dinner as recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
So blessed a sight it was to see how Mary brought her son suffering. So fair she rocked and sang,
Fum, fum, fum. December 5 and a 20, boom, boom, boom. On December 5 and a 20, boom, boom, boom. Now may all our voices raise and sing a song of grateful praise. Celebrate in song and story all the wonders of his glory, boom, boom, boom. May all our voices raise and sing a song of grateful praise. Celebrate in song and story all the wonders of his glory, boom, 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 boom.
The Bentonville Chamber Choir will present its Madrigal Dinner at First Christian Church in Bentonville, December 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can learn more at bentonvillechoirs.com.